This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Last week's prospective plantings report from USDA dominated ag traders' focus, and with good reason. Report based on survey responses taken in early March did put cotton acres fairly close to where analysts had expected, 12.04 million acres versus 12.09 planted last year. Grain markets, though, a completely different story. Although wheat acres came in higher than market expectations, prospective plantings for both corn and soybeans sharply disappointing, and markets had expected significant increases in both. Well, this week, market is once again at the point of needing to move some positions forward from May to July and December. Index funds will be selling spreads to roll longs forward for the next several sessions, and merchants will be looking to roll forward hedges on their unsold cotton. Aside from the heavier position moving flows that begin this week, export sales report will be a central part of the week. In the week after next, traders focused on continued index fund position rolling, an options expiration for May cotton, and the April WASD report. Now, you can learn more online, igrowcotton.com. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.